With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Phyto remediation uses plants and trees to clean up waste at sites like landfills, mining operations, and urban brownfields. Ron Zalesny is a supervisory research plant geneticist for the Forest Service Northern Research Station in Rhinelander. He and his colleagues developed a phytoremediation method in the early 2000s that can be adapted to just about anywhere in the world. The phytorecurrent selection method was endorsed by the United Nations as a good practice in 2023.
No matter where you are in the world, people have challenges in their local communities with pollution, and that is pollution of the air, the soil, and the water. And this occurs both in rural areas and in cities and major metropolitan areas. So it makes phytoremediation very applicable no matter where you are in the world.
To help more countries in the world implement phytoremediation, Zalesny and the Northern Research Station recently hosted the International Phyto Academy. Liza Pacheco is an urban ecologist with the Forest Service International Program. She helped organize the academy.
We learn from other people. So while we're bringing them over here, just being and creating a network of colleagues from around the world exposes us to the challenges and potential solutions that we don't have the majority of share in.
13 people from 6 different countries spent a week in Wisconsin to learn the method. Fall can be a great time to explore the woods and harvest mushrooms. UW Kemp Natural Resource Station in Woodruff will help people identify, cook with, and learn more about mushrooms with its Fungi Fest this weekend. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with one of the fungi experts about what to expect.
It's estimated there are around 2 million species of fungi. Researchers have named about 100,000 of them.
We know scientifically about 10% of fungi, and so we still have so much to learn.
Daniel Lidner will be sharing some of what he knows about fungi at this weekend's Fungi Fest at Kemp Natural Resource Station in Woodruff. Lidner is a research mycologist for the U.S. Forest Service.
They're important for forest health. They're important for human health. And there's a lot of mushroom supplements and nutritional things that we get from mushrooms. Many of our drugs are made from mushrooms. So I think there's just a lot of connections to human life. And I think it's a great opportunity for people to learn about things around them in the environment that maybe they didn't even notice.
Friday afternoon, there will be cooking demonstrations and presentations on mushroom cultivation and invasive wood decay fungus. Saturday, people can join a foray to search for mushrooms on the Kemp Station property.
No foreknowledge or any kind of previous knowledge required at all. This is a chance to, dip your toe in if you never have and learn about the world of fungi. And if you've just seen some interesting mushrooms around you, if you're a complete beginner, it's definitely set up for that. Or if you're someone who's been part of the Northwoods Mycological Association for years, we always do our best to try and find some fascinating new fungus that you've never seen before. And so try and cover all levels.
You can find a link to a full schedule of events at WXPR.org. Pre-registration is required for the cooking demonstrations. There is no cost to participate in any of the events. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Tomahawk will cut down roughly 50 trees infested with emerald ash borer. The larvae of these bright green non-native beetles destroy ash trees by eating away at their inner bark. It's now been found in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Tomahawk's disease trees had become a hazard. Officials say more may need to be removed later as the beetles continue to spread. The city was awarded an urban forestry grant from the DNR with a dollar-for-dollar match. The DNR will provide $25,000 and Tomahawk will spend another $25,000. They're planning on replanting a diverse set of legacy trees. Legacy trees are larger and provide more shade in place of the ash trees. As climate change worsens, tree diseases are expected to increase. With a more diversified canopy, officials in Tomahawk hope the city can be more resilient. Wausau City Clerk has turned details of the ballot drop box removal over to the Marathon County District Attorney and Wisconsin Elections Commission. That's after Wausau's mayor removed the drop box over the weekend. Mike Leishner explains.
Caitlin Bernardi cites state statute calling for her to, quote, report suspected election fraud. irregularities or violations of which the clerk has knowledge to the district attorney and WEAC, end quote. Bernardi says while the box was not secured to the ground, it was locked and unable to accept ballots or other documents, and that it was her intent to have it secured and open for use this week. But Mayor Doug Denny removed the box himself on Sunday, saying he was concerned someone could walk off with it. Bernardi says for now, anyone with a ballot that they'd like to return after hours can do so in the city's regular payment box outside City Hall.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Thriving language revitalization efforts among Native American tribes include an innovative approach being used in Wisconsin. We have more from Mike Mohan.
Laura Red Eagle, a writer and member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, grew up in rural Wisconsin and says she was somewhat disconnected from her tribal roots. Eventually, she embarked on a learning journey that reconnected her with her ancestors' traditional words and phrases. Her perseverance led to the Indigenous Language Table at the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery in Madison. It's a communal gathering that meets once a week, emphasizing the importance of using the language in everyday conversations.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave.
She feels the most successful revitalization efforts involve multiple participants as opposed to practicing the language alone. Red Eagle says the challenges that busy day-to-day life gets in the way of establishing learning communities. I'm Mike Mohan.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.